do you have a secret account where you misbehave?
Private
like you account. Use it to like stalk other people or like maybe like send like hate comment to that annoying fake.
Sorry, I don't do that. Okay. But I have secret accounts.
Oh, you do?
To stalk people whom I don't want to follow.
Right. Oh.
Because I don't want them to...
No.
I don't want them to know that I watch their videos. Because now you can see who's watching
but
your
why,
videos.
Why do you want to watch those...
Kepo lah. Just kepo lah. No reason.
Kepo lah. Like you need to know your enemies ma.
Okay. Competitor.
Keep your friends close to your enemies closer ma. Do you think your kids have?
I think my kids will have.
Okay.
Yeah. A separate account. Maybe not a secret account, but a separate account. But only not for the daddy and mommy. So it's not a secret one. So the friends will know, but it's only daddy and mommy.
What do you think they post on there?
Yeah.
And what are you worried that they might post on there?
I did something very smart. My whole house, so they all go into technology, like what? Whole house must have got Wi-Fi here, then don't have. Only living room got Wi-Fi.
Oh. Oh, can restrict that.
So they have, so to, only have no
my,
choice of
my router at living room.
But right. I thought the room also can receive one, right?
Very, very slow.
Slow, and because of the wall, so it's
actually... For my house, the router is in the living room, but I have an additional router to tap into that so that it goes into the room.
Yeah. Oh, actually, it's Edmund standing by the router. When the kid goes into the room,
just like
switch
that.
Off. He just switch off.
So I only have it
that's good.
In living room. So whatever thing they want to consume, they have to do it living room.
Okay.
Where you are able to...
And then it must be public. You don't hide one corner, then trying to see something.
Do they then complain and say, Daddy, please do something about this?
They did lah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did.
How about if they need to do Zoom meetings?
Living room.
Yeah.
For your three kids, if they have to do Zoom meetings.
So during COVID, challenging. I also doing Zoom. My wife doing Zoom. My kids also doing Zoom.
Then how?
So everybody on top of our voice.
Okay. Yep.
Serious?
Mm.
Oh.
Make do lah.
Make for a while. Still okay.
Still okay. I think it's quite understandable that if you're going to do it in just one space, you are bound to have people walk behind you or whatever. So it's normal.
Actually, for now, there's no way that we can stay private or unseen because with the same IP address that you created the account, they can track
you.
So it's a bit dumb to do things that you shouldn't do with that hidden account. Mm.
And so, also, it's very hard also because like we are humans, we make mistakes. Sometimes we might say the wrong things, or sometimes even whenever we mean well and we say it well, it's been taken in the wrong way. Have ever any of you regretted any of your postings? Or have you gotten into trouble with any of your posts?
Actually, not into trouble. You know that time, right? I kena from all the keyboard warriors.
Oh, let's talk about keyboard warriors.
Wow.
No, it was after my third booster shot.
Okay.
And actually, I just threw a few basketballs 6 days after my shot. Okay. But then the 8 days headline, right, was I played basketball right after my vaccine. So, you know, all the keyboard warriors, they scolded me like, oh my God, why did she make it out of hospital? Mm. Oh my God, she's wasting our resources. I was so affected.
Mm.
Because for things that...
are not true.
Yeah. And then I can all this kind of crap. It's
not worth it, eh.
It's very insulting and
very irresponsible of the whoever
keyboard
that was
warriors.
the one who posted that.
So then what happened? Did you have to issue a statement and say that, hey, actually this was X number of days after?
I was told to lah, but because I was very angry at that time.
Yeah.
And then anger always make us do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I just let myself calm down, not doing anything.
Yeah.
And after that, the thing will just die off.
Mm.
Okay. So you decided not to say or do anything?
Mm.
Okay.
Because they will forget one.
They get angry very easily and then they forget very easily.
But then it's the person who has to bear with all that, right? You see, there's a news on a pink hair girl and then many people humiliate her, right?
Mm.
And then she went to commit suicide.
Just
because she had pink hair.
But pink hair is so
cool,
right?
Very vicious, very vicious.
Yes.
Yeah, I think online bullying is damn jialat.
Yeah, so it's very toxic.
Very toxic.
I think social media very toxic. In fact, Facebook is... Somehow now I don't find any positive
posts. Facebook is really the pits. I don't know.
If
the comment section on TikTok is the pits of humanity, but the Facebook is really a reflection of all the archaic thinking.
Especially on Mothership. Well, the comments are
scary.
So like. Creative.
Like. And even if you do something nice, someone will have something shit to say about it. Like, for example, like a man can go to a person and give $10. The comment will be like, must give $10, must show people that you can have $10.
Yes,
you got to give money.
But on the other hand, right, on Instagram, I've seen people whereby every single post is so positive.
Okay.
So do you think that Instagram or social media in general also polarizes lives? Like only good things happen, but you hardly ever see like all the negative side to it.
Okay, I have to say something about this. Actually, Instagram started out, right?
Mm.
We just want to share our lives.
Yes.
Like I remember my first post was a gift from my friend. It's just a Doraemon cup.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, from sharing our lives, like what you have been through, until now today, everything has an agenda. Like you post this, you want to attract sponsors to come in. Like everything you do is very tiring. You have
a
hidden agenda, which is very tiring for everyone. And then all those youngsters who scroll our Instagram or TikTok, they will think like, wow, next time I grow, I want to become a YouTuber or influencers because it's easy money, but it's not.
It's not.
Kids, it's not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a consumer myself, right, I get desensitized. So it's like, oh, product, 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 product. So I just skip all. You think I will click in and find out more about what this product is about? I don't think so.
What do you stand for? People follow you for? People want to have a snippet of who you are as a person. You know, maybe there's a reason why we have social media, right? We want people to, we want to be accessible to people around us, you know?
We want to deliver the right message,
yeah.
I would say. Okay, for my industry, you see everyone is posting like very Vogue pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Every single post is very branded.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I was kind of like forced to be one of them because I'll be very outcasted if I'm not doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So there was this period I feel very stressed up. Like, why do I have to become one of them, but not doing the things that I love and I want to portray, like positivity and a lot of other stuff. Why do we have to be on the same road?
Correct.
Yeah, so they have the misconception of doing the same thing, like glamorous things, and what are the stuff that we have to face behind all these glam pictures?
Mm. So as someone in the limelight, how do you decide what is private and what is not?
I don't show my parents' faces on social media because I want to protect them.
Of course.
And then, other than that, actually, I'm quite
open book lah.
Kind of lah. Not everything lah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you find yourself oversharing sometimes?
A bit. People say you must be a little bit secretive.
Must have that mystery that you know, sense of mystery.
But I cannot, like, I'm born like that, you see. I'm not that kind of like secretive person. So I just do whatever I want.
Yeah. So to this point, right, so I work with a lot of athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually tell them to not share so much because it allows your competitors an insight into your life.
That's true.
As much as you want someone to be real, right? There are some things I think is not meant for the public eye.
But really, I think that one is really like a personal choice and it differs from people to people. Like, you know, different people's idea of what is personal and what is okay to share is very different.
I ask you a question. If you're admitted into a hospital, right?
Uh-huh.
Will you all take a picture?
No!
So I was about to say the same thing.
Drip, ah.
Yes! Have you ever seen...
I have!
No context! No context. IV, forearm. No context. No text.
Oh, just nothing, like that?
No, yeah.
And then I hate it when we ask, are you okay? Oh, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Then what you post?
Yeah! But sometimes these topics are very sensitive.
I have to say something, right?
Yeah.
Like, my back injury, right? I was in the hospital like first day of a new year.
Yeah.
And then I just want to document it.
Okay.
Like... the pure intention is documenting it.
Okay, okay.
Not doing other stuff, you see.
Not trying to show off that you are
in the hospital, like this
single
is
room.
The new year and then you're in the hospital, like you just want to remember that moment,
you see.
So it's a very thin line, like how people see it and the person posting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you post that shot of yours? Was it with a caption or IG story or
it was a post on a wheelchair. Uh-huh. And then I talk about life. Like, we shouldn't take things for granted, which is...
Of course.
Valid.
So she gave context. So in my example, it's like just that photo with no context.
Unless like I post that one, I like, wow, sian in the hospital, like, you know.
Yeah. Then you create panic. Then your fans will be, oh my God, Yahoo, what happened to you?
Yeah. So what does social media stands for? What is it supposed to do? It's supposed to connect, right? You know? But...
My wife have this not very happy with this picture that people post after they give birth to a new kids. They go put makeup. They go put makeup, then with the kids, new
birth. The face
to the camera. Then makeup, everything. No.
Smiling through the pain.
That could be my wife. But no,
but I don't think after birth you put makeup there. Newborn, like that. I don't think you do that, lah.
I mean,
for the gram,
I can. My wife said, "Hey, pain until don't like hell, like that. You still can put makeup."
But then to correct that, nowadays are ladies, they go and put fake eyelashes, tattoo their eyebrows, so everything. Maybe they never put makeup, but it's already all done.
Filter.
Along the same lines, there are influencers who do the wake up shot. Oh, I just woke up.
What I do in a day. So they put the phone there.
Wait.
A shot of them going.
I feel that by saying all this, right, we might be indirectly targeting Yahoo.
Hey, don't like that.
No.
I got two before last time.
Oh, yeah. Forgive you.
When there's lack of content, use that too.
Maybe lah. Because I feel very good. Like, how come I can wake up still look so good?
Hey, but not only celebrities, you know, even like politicians, they do. Yeah. Like recently, I saw a TikTok of Bae Yam King undressing at the back of his car.
Undressing?
Yeah.
Naked?
Not naked lah. Topless lah.
Oh, got cover a bit lah.
So he's like, because he's rushing from like gigs to gigs, right? So they just TikTok of him just changing. I'm like, motif? Hashtag motif?
So if you go think behind the scenes, right, he would have activated his camera, reversed it.
Went to the back seat.
Change.
Which is worse, the wake up one or this one?
This one.
Okay. We want to get to know our leaders better, right? Sometimes. Right. I mean, it doesn't matter whether celebrities. Mm. Okay, we call it public figure lah. We make the umbrella big, public figure, right? So public figure can be politicians, can be influencers, can be content creators, can be artists and all that. They see themselves as brands, right? So they do online, content online. And even our ministers, like I said, they're doing all these things online. Do you consume them? And what do you think about this? Because I feel like some of them quite cringe. Like, I can never forget that Ong Ye Kung doing the dance with Uncle Raymond.
That is like
the staff of nightmares.
Okay.
Sorry, sir. You're very good. You're very chill. No, I've interviewed him before. He's very nice, but... Na, 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 na,
Uncle Raymond, yes.
Why?
Follow the trend, man.
Lawrence Wong is cool. Lawrence Wong play guitar, sing Taufik Batisah. Got cool factor, got sweat, you know?
Yeah.
Ride motorbike.
I think Mr. Louis Ng quite cool also.
Nice. I just saw a video of him in a wet polo tee.
Okay.
He was talking about,
saving
pollution or something like that.
Okay.
So it's a shot of him drenched in a wet polo tee.
Quite sexy, yeah?
Not bad. I mean, thankfully his body quite nice, so okay.
I cannot.
Cannot? Share, why? I want to know why.
I look at them in parliament, prim and proper. And then when they go into social media, it like, another person, I cannot.
You cannot. But what if social media is their real persona?
Or is their way to show them, it's a way for them to show us a different side of them.
Yeah.
You know, to gain or to garner that sense of realness, you know.
Down to earth.
Yeah.
At the same time, right, there's a skeptical part of people who think that you're just trying to garner votes.
True. So, especially if you've been notably dislike, and then you do a video, it just seems like, oh, it's just a PR move. She or he is just trying to get me to like him.
Because like what I said just now, social media like quite fake, not very true. Everything that they portray, there is an agenda behind.
Mm.
It is not always what they are supposed to be. So when they post it on social media, then somehow you have this different tone kind of thing. It don't really gel with what we see when they're in parliament. So
okay, if you want to respect a politician for what he or she does, what do you think are some of the things that they should post online?
If there is a certain policy that they are driving, mm-hmm. and for their Instagram, it is similar to what they are saying, then I think it kind of runs and go very nicely.
It gels like
that. It gels. And
but then will you still like to see that? Because it's already a boring topic, right? And then you still
need to
see it on
social
media. Yeah,
I think they want to
have the
element of fun, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Speaking of element of fun.
True.
Right. I think it was the Prime Minister of Finland, mm-hmm. the lady.
Oh, mm. yeah.
DJ,
yeah.
is it?
No, she went to a party.
Okay.
Then she went to a party and then she was dancing closely with a male. Mm. Yeah. Could be the husband, boyfriend, or just a friend. And then someone took a video, posted it, and she got flamed.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
How progressive is their society and how progressive is our society? Like, for example, I know for a fact that Justin Trudeau, you know, the Canadian Prime Minister, he was on a show on Canadian Drag Race. Mm. So he was, you know, so imagine if it happens in our shores. What would people say if Prime Minister goes on a show of filled with drag queens as a guest? Just as a guest, I'm pretty sure our society would flame him left, right and center.
Really?
I think so.
Facebook will go crazy over it. The Facebook comment section. Wait, why is he supporting LGBTQ? Say no to Pink Dot. All these things will come out. And if politicians really use social media as a message, as a tool to deliver their message, do you think it's effective or not? I think that's a bigger question. I mean, I do not know how you all feel about that.
I want to know more about my MP or certain politician mm-hmm. that I follow. Mm-hmm. I think social media is one good way, but mm-hmm. unfortunately, because of the social media sphere, it is not very positive. So sometimes we say they are public figures.
Mm-hmm. Public figures, yeah.
Or are they public target?
That's true.
Good
That's true.
One.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. People paid public figure can become public target, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, anything you post, people don't like you, they just don't like you.
Even if you do the nicest thing in the world, people will be
buy
like,
tissue paper from an auntie. You'll get it.
Tissue paper. Quite specific.
Yeah. So, well, then you become public target.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you start deleting or...
True.
Or do you don't delete?
What about you, Yahweh? Do you feel like when you follow these politicians and then you see them do these fun things, do you feel like, yeah, actually they're okay?
I think they are all right because I do things like that also.
Yeah.
I can't be like super glamorous in all the posts. True. I still want to do silly stuff, like comical stuff. You know, at the end of the day, I think we are all too judgmental.
That's true.
Mm.
That's true.
It's not what posts.
And I think social media really makes us judgmental from like 0 to 100.
Mm. Yeah. We just want to comment on everything we see.
Correct.
Yes.
Every single thing.
Especially on something that you yourself cannot do it one. But they did it. Yeah. Nonsense. Yeah, rubbish. Yeah, yeah. Comment first.
Actually, the face
It's like actors and actresses got married, right? They want to comment. None of my business. Why do I have to know this?
Yeah.
I also just got married yesterday. Like, but you are not a celebrity. Like, too bad. Really, too bad.
Unfortunately, you're not a newsmaker. You know, you got to comment below, right? We don't care. Nobody cares. Yeah. Nobody cares.
News is
nice man.
Yeah.
How does it enrich my life? I'm like, okay,
Judgmental.
Yes.
If you don't want to know, watch lah. But okay. On that note, I want to show you guys.
Mm.
But we went down to the public to seek their understanding or maybe their thoughts about their favorite politicians online. Mm.
Do you know the name of any MPs in Singapore?
Do you know?
Yeah, kind of.
No, not. I don't really know much.
Yes, Teo Chee Hian.
I don't know how to pronounce the name, but I know him.
Daryl David.
Daryl David.
Bayam King.
Oh, nice.
Shanmugam.
What do you think of their online profile?
Yeah, I think it's very good for them to interact with the public, and they have quite their posts that are quite relevant actually. Yeah.
Example?
So I think they try to connect with like the youth. So like Ong Yi Kang, I think he had some like martial arts video. So I think it helps to relate to the younger generation as well.
Do you feel closer with them after seeing their
Closer? I think maybe not personally closer, but at least I get to know them a bit more. And I get to know who's serving me lah.
Yeah, I think yeah, it's about getting to know lah, you know. And I think on the politician side of it, if I were to put myself in their shoes, right? As a politician, you want to be able to reach out to all demographics,
yes,
all age group, every single Singaporean.
Mm.
So you want to cover your bases. How do you cover your bases? You go and diversify your reach lah. How do you diversify your reach? TikTok. Youngsters go TikTok, right? I do things on TikTok. Boomers go on Facebook. I go on Facebook. You know, millennials, aesthetic, go on Instagram. So I think they cover their bases. Mm. I mean, this is, I think, if I were to put myself as in the shoe of like a PR person for a politician, this is what I would tell them. If you want to cover your bases, go on all platforms, you know. But whether or not it's cringe or not cringe, that's another thing, lah, you know.
I feel sometimes maybe it's not even their own choices. It's they have to move together.
Do you think there are politicians who are like, the hell you want me to do this? I don't want. Do you think there is? I'm sure there is.
I'm sure, lah, because I'm also forced to do some things that I don't want to do, lah, right? Like, okay, you have to film this. Okay, like, okay, no choice, you see.
Yeah.
You can see, like, it's quite obvious one, like, those who knows the Korean culture, they will do like,
yes!
Those who don't know, they were like,
yeah, they'll be like, nah,
that kind, right? You can tell the difference.
Interesting.
The finger cannot gel one.
Yeah.
Cannot control.
Don't know which one.
Okay.
I tell you, the MP who enjoys social media, Bae Yam Keng.
Yes.
Yeah, really. Enjoy one. Really enjoy. Enjoy, like, we'll do the trend, light behind
his running video.
Running video.
That one is confirmed, like, sell on one. Like, love. Like social media cannot, like, always on the phone one. Okay, I think Lawrence has a good sense of what is good to post. He knows how to tuck the heartstrings, like, oh, cool. Because when he showed that video of him playing the guitar, I was like, damn cool.
Win a lot of hearts, oh.
Yeah, because you always see him, like, you know, very, 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 very serious, you know, very that. And then you see the artistic side of him. So as a fellow artist, I'm like, I like it when people are enriched with skills because I wish I can play a musical.
So this one, right, it was last election season. I think one of the MPs was doing his rounds. And then he was doing CPR.
Huh?
In the hawker center. So the first thought, right, then I was like, hey, got so soon or not? Is it like stage one?
Is it a planted guy?
Yeah, is it a planted guy? Then because like, I was genuinely interested, right? So then for the next 2 weeks, I was Googling like, person, like, collapse, election, walking around.
Don't have news.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how? Means plan,
I don't know, lah. Yeah. Never know, lah.
Hey, don't be so judgmental. We were just talking about that, okay?
Judgmental.
Yes.
It is a reflection of who you are. Right?
Yes.
So yours is level one. You judge, but you don't comment.
Silent judger.
I'm the level two. Huh? I judge, I comment.
Huh?
Huh? You comment?
Share.
Well, I can't tell.
Have you commented?
Wait. So you create a secret account to comment or really your own account?
Real account.
What do you comment?
What do you comment?
About?
Yeah. I will put out what's the agenda behind.
Huh?
This, like, video also.
What is the point?
What are you trying to drive? Or what are you trying to drive?
Okay, can you be more specific?
No, the one that inside the car, changing the one.
You got comment?
Never complain.
But he knows it's you or not?
I don't know whether he know or not, lah, but
it's okay, later lah.
No, as in,
there goes our booking for
BMK. Why do you want to do something like that? Because I thought when they want to show or portray, that must be agenda.
Are you one of those boomers online?
Boomers. I try not to.
Like, what is the point of this video? You are that person.
There must be an agenda. There must be some topic behind it that you want to bring out. You won't suka bring out some.
Did he reply or comment?
But maybe he just wants to show
how busy his life
busy
is.
His life is.
Yeah.
Like a day in the life of Bae Yam Keng, maybe, you know?
Next time
there are people who appreciate that, you know? There's a certain demographic who appreciate. Unfortunately,
topless politicians.
Yeah.
They just like to see guys topless. The post.
So like I said, cover all the bases.
But that one, not topless.
Just changing lah.
Just changing.
Okay, so is there any alternate universe?
Why are we using that example?
Because he's the most.
He's very into it.
Prolific, no?
Yeah.
But because of that, I follow him.
Oh! So in your head, right, what do you think that he was trying to achieve?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
So if you were, if you could guess,
maybe busy life. But going from places to places.
Yeah.
Maybe. But like what you say, you need to put your camera first. You prepare your camera. Get ready. Run from one side to the other side. Open the door. Close it.
But in his defense, right, and none of us know this answer now.
Okay.
Maybe he did caption. It's just that we didn't read.
Maybe.
Because remember you were saying, your kids, oh, next. Nobody even read captions. Nobody cares to read captions.
True.
Or maybe it's his media team who wants him to do that. Maybe there's someone behind the camera.
Which begs the question again, like we were talking about just now. Which one do you think they do willingly? And which one do you think, this one is confirmed media team pressure them when?
Yeah.
Their PR team pressure.
We won't know, right?
We won't know, actually. We won't know. The cons sometimes, as we can see, outweighs the pros. But if really you can use it to do good, to spread positivity, you know, then yeah, good. Go for it.
Mm.
Like someone might be saying, like, we know Yahweh inside out because we follow Instagram. No, not that kind of information. This is the information that she's also maybe hesitant to share. So are we ready?
Like what?
I'll take the first question.
Okay.
Now, because you're a celebrity, right? You're a celebrity, right? And then you get products. And then sometimes you might be asked to endorse or something like that. Or maybe write a post, you know? Have you ever lied during a review, a product review? Be honest. Like, really, you cannot make it, but you still have to lie.
Okay, for me right now.
No names.
Like, if I have allergies, I won't endorse that product.
Okay.
I will just tell them upfront. But last time, social media posting, we have to give reviews, ma. But got one brand, really cannot remove the eye makeup one. Wait, later go back, I must hide the post once. Really cannot remove leh. But you know, in the caption, we were asked to write, wow, this one very good, you can remove immediately.
Wow.
That one a bit like, yeah lah.
So have lah.
Got money lah.
Of course lah. No, money talks.
Yeah,
money talks.
Then you know like, yeah. It's very tough also. So I try to be as fair as possible. I was supposed to do that video, right? I'm like, cannot remove leh. Then how now must write the caption?
So you edit the video to, in a way where you like edit, cut.
No, I have to use other remover and then show on the cotton pad that okay can be removed.
Oh no!
No choice because I didn't get to test it out first.
So I in order to prevent this, do you try first?
So now, right, whatever I'm endorsing,
I'll go and check.
That one many years back already, years back, more than 10 years.
Okay.
So now I will try the products for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then if it's okay, got no side effects, then I will agree to endorse that product.
Yeah, good.
It's better lah to have integrity and stuff.
After seeing all these things, I think consumers and people online, they are discerning lah. They would know. You know, they would know if it's fake or they would know it's because they would try it for themselves.
Yeah, because got some foodie, right? They intro this place, the food super nice.
Mm.
And then so I went to try. What?
Nice,
It's not nice at all. So after that, I don't trust that person anymore. Mm, yeah.
Once the trust is broken, I'm never going back.
Yes.
Again. When you're outside in public, do a lot of people recognize you? How you feel if they recognize you? And do you feel that your privacy is being invaded upon?
Mm.
Or do you feel disappointed if they don't recognize you?
So this is got pros and cons, like, I would say. You know, last time when I first started out, right, people is like, who's that? Like, oh, the person who works in the TV. Then you feel very sad. Nobody can call your name. And then now it's like everybody, Yahweh, right? You got no privacy anymore. Like, you're eating halfway or some seafood or whatever crap lah. And then some people just like, you can see they zooming in to take picture of you. Then you look up, like,
must gentle a bit.
No, you're like, stop, please. You can just come out to us, like, can we take a picture with you properly? No, like, wow, you're eating halfway, then zoom. We all know zooming pictures all look very...
I'm this type of people, right?
You are.
When you say celebrity, you zoom and take photo.
Why like that? Why just like go that? Up to them.
I'll just apologize to her.
Must ask first la.
Ask better, then we pose together ma.
Yeah.
Then that'll be very nice picture. I don't take very nice picture.
No, but imagine how if like let's say I have a bad day, right? I kena once, I was walking alone on the street and then some people commented somewhere like, "Ee, this Ya Hui bluff people one, so friendly on screen, right?" But then I see her, never smile at all. I walking alone on the street.
I hate it when people do that. Like, like she's actually a very unfriendly person. I'm like, why would I walk down the street smiling at random people? Like,
yeah. Like,
that's, I'm not lunatic. I'm not lunatic.
MP, hey, hello, vote for me. Thank you. I got on this kind of thing. And then next time, like, you message, you must smile.
Now like, you smile also wrong and you don't smile also wrong lah, because
we are back to that. Hey, she okay or not?
Why she smiling herself?
You do everything, you cannot judge.
That's true.
Now that you are you more free now?
Not
as
really.
Compared to when you are with MediaCorp.
I'm free to do things that I want to do.
Are you seeing anyone?
Not yet.
Nice.
So why? You have someone to intro?
Are you okay with older guys? 10 years?
10 years max.
With 3 kids?
Huh?
There goes much.
No, 10 years, okay? You think he's going to come and slap all of us here. Yeah.
Sorry, none of my business.
No, yeah. But 10 years, okay?
Maximum 10 years.
Maximum
10 years.
But recently, my friends intro me the guys all younger than me.
Oh,
I don't know why. I look younger, yeah, thanks.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. But what do you look for in a guy?
What
so maybe
for?
Our viewers.
This one become what really?
Apply.
Straight up become what? Okay, but anyways, I want the question to be answered.
I think most importantly, you have to feel connected with that someone. You must feel very comfortable.
Connection.
Okay, two important C's.
Okay.
Connected, a connection, and what did I say just now?
Two C.
Comfort.
Comfort.
Support.
Okay.
Comfort.
Must be very 稳重.
Last question. Do you feel like because you're a public figure, it's hard for you to meet people?
It's very hard.
For dating, I mean.
Very hard.
I was on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, because people think it's a fake account. Colleagues all ask me go on Tinder to try, right? For the first time, I never put my pictures. Okay. So my friends say, hey, you never put pictures, how people know it's you?
Mm.
So after that, I put my picture, right? Then, bo liao lo, so I swipe. Then people all swipe back. Like. Then their first question is,
are you
the Ya Hui from Channel 8, right? Oh, then I'm like very...
Oh. Or do you cannot like stop using Ya Hui's photo?
No, I never.
Don't be a catfish.
So did you
they will ask, are you the real Ya Hui?
So do you meet
prove to
of,
me.
So do you meet any of your matches?
I never.
Don't have.
I never meet them in person.
Oh.
Because I feel very intimidated when they first ask that question. It's like they know me, but I don't know you. So it's very hard.
Yeah, it really is like a huge issue right now. But I'm thankful we have this conversation. So at least like, we keep things in perspective.
Mm.
You know, like what is good, what is bad, you know.
Mm.
I think at the end of the day, we just need to be kinder.
That's true.
And less judgmental. I think that's the most important.
That's true.
I think that is very important.
Yeah. What are your takeaways from this?
Well, I've always taken the genuine approach.
Yep.
So therefore, if I have nothing good to post, I don't post.
Exactly.
So I've got friends who say, hey, your social media like boring eh. Like no post one. Nothing.
Nothing to post.
Wake up one
with makeup.
Or a video of you training an athlete.
I do that sometimes, but also I respect the privacy of my athletes. Yeah. So and then I'm always very sensitive about giving away unnecessary information. I don't want to let the competitors know what my athlete is doing.
Mm.
So respect is very important.
Yeah, correct.
Respect and consent.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, these things are very grey. The line is very thin, you know, what is appropriate and what is not appropriate, you know?
Yep. Right.
Yeah, and go to social media with an open heart. Don't be judgmental.
Mm.
It's advice for myself, actually.
Important.
You know, don't have a black heart and go and judge people, okay?
Comment, but don't complain.
Okay, fine, Edmund. I take it. All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys, for spending the time.
Thank you.
Been a great pleasure. I really feel like this is, like, you know, a very good episode because we have someone in the industry, you know, that can really talk about things in a very candid manner. Thank you so much for being honest.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Hey,
so fun.
Thank you so much for not copying out on the questions. I love it that you actually really mentioned about
very truthful.
That I think.
Nice.
God, you mean got standard
answer? No, standard answer. So thank you so much, Ya Hui.
Thank you.
For taking the time off your busy schedule post MediaCorp. Hey,
stop it!
Okay, first, MediaCorp to spend time with us today.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. And if you would like to see more faces or any public figures that you want to be featured on Straight Talk, please comment. Okay, we love
let
to
us know.
This know. Yeah. Correct, correct. Until we see you to the next episode of Straight Talk. Goodbye, guys. Thank you so much. It's been a great pleasure talking to all of you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Please like and subscribe.
Yay! Wow.
Nice.
Please like and subscribe.